to another episode of Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provino. With me is Dale Lawley. This is DK Pittsburgh Sport. So, Dale, we don't have to talk about TJ Watt's contract anymore because he finally signed it.
Oh, you want me to say it? Because you said we didn't have to talk about it, so
I wasn't going to talk about it. Nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I said it was going to get done.
It got done.
It got done. You know, when both sides want to come to an agreement on something, nine times out of ten,
they'll come to the agreement.
Yes, that gets finished. Again, it is what it is. He's the highest paid defensive player in the NFL for now. That will hold up until next year, more than likely. Maybe somebody else will sign something during the season.
When we're back here with Minka.
Yeah. No, he won't get, Minka won't get nearly that kind of deal.
No.
You know, because he's a safety.
But, right.
You know, the deal was going to get done. All the teeth gnashing and grinding that was going on out there. What's going on with this deal? Why isn't this happening? These deals take time. As I kept saying, this isn't buying a new car. This is a $112 million deal that, you know, with $80 million fully guaranteed. That takes time.
Right.
It takes time.
Now, I love the story that Adam Schefter tweeted. Any truth in it? Probably not, right? I mean, like, that's just that's one of those.
I just chuckled when I saw it because.
That's a legend, man.
That's the agent trying to save face.
Right.
Well, I wanted him to get $100 million in guaranteed money, but he had to have the deal. He settled for it. It makes the agent look good. It makes Watt look good. I'm not saying Watt didn't go into Art Rooney's office and say, hey, let's get this thing done. I want to play. But come on.
He didn't storm in.
I can tell you, based on what I saw yesterday at practice, there was no storming anywhere.
It made for a great story, though.
It made for a story. I don't know about a great one.
So now that this is all set aside, getting into some real football news, Alex Highsmith didn't practice yesterday. Any news on him or anything?
Yeah, he's good to go.
He's good to go today.
He's fine. You know, the Steelers should be relatively healthy going into their game against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. It's kind of what I thought was going to happen here, but you never know with these things. I mean, you know, Highsmith practiced early in the week and then kind of shut things down for a couple of days. So, you know, there's always that question, okay, what's going on here? He's still a young player. Mike Tomlin typically has a rule that young players, you know, have to practice on Friday if they're going to play in the game. So, you know, it was good to see him back out on the practice field today and getting ready to play against the Bills.
Anything else you got? We've covered this game a couple of days now. Anything, maybe like any kind of like something that people aren't talking about, something to look out for, something to, you know, keep an eye out on this week for Sunday?
Not particularly. I mean, it's going to, you know, the same matchup that took place last December in Buffalo, by and large. The Bills are the same team that they were at that point. I mean, they've had very little turnover. I think they had 51 guys who were on their roster last year were in camp with them this year. So, you know, they are who they are. They're going to throw the football a lot. The Steelers are going to have to defend that. Last year they forced five punts against the Bills and turned them over twice. The Bills punted 41 times all season last year.
Wow.
So the Steelers forced five punts in that game. That was well above the norm for them. And, you know, 41 punts, that averages out to 2.5 a game. You know, so they were one of the top teams in moving the football. If the Steelers defense can do that in this game and the offense can follow suit and put some points on the board, then you get a ball game. That's why I continually said, everybody talked about that game last year. So, well, the Bills blew out the Steelers. Did they really?
In the first half, it was a great football game.
The Steelers outplayed them in the first half. They just didn't score points. And that's the name of the game. You know, you can't have wasted opportunities against a team like the Bills because they're going to score points. You know, so you have to take advantage of it when they turn the football over and when you force them to punt.
Yep. I'm looking forward to finally seeing Najee Harris in regular season football. Pat Freiermuth, I want to see how they involve him. I'm excited about the offense despite the offensive line. So whatever you're excited about, whatever happens on Sunday, the next time you see us on camera, we'll be talking about either a Steelers win in Buffalo or a Steelers loss in Buffalo. And I'm just excited to see some regular season football, man. One more thing before we go, I want to give a quick shout out. Happy birthday to my pops, Big Ed. September 11th is his birthday tomorrow. So this will be the last time I'm on camera before that. Wanted to get that shout out in there. That's it for us, for Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, and for BetQL. Don't forget, check out all the info in the description. I'm Eddie Provident. Thanks for watching.